Okay, we're on Tess Ahmed Bey's by the two dots. Okay, about 12 lines up or so, maybe 15. Okay, aval Mateo Michalon de Cholon, v'chule. Okay, you can tilt it from one cubicle to the cubicle for the birds. So speaks out the Gemara, Alma, Gabi Simchas Yom Tov, we see by Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai is l'chumra, and Beis Hillel is l'kula. Because we see over here that basically, it's really just going on the Mishnah, it's going on the Mishnah over here, that we see in a Mishnah, yeah, that Beis Hillel basically permit in our Mishnah to take it with the ladder, and Beis Shammai prohibit with the ladder. And the it's strange, we're saying this is so, we're assuming that Beis Hillel is makel because of Simchas Yom Tov. Meaning, it sounds like that if you make a Simchas Yom Tov, it sounds that it is osa, like there's a shtickle problem, yeah? But you're lenient because of Simchas Yom Tov. Right, so you see over here, Beis Shammai has a problem and Beis Hillel doesn't, because they say we're going to be making a Simchas Yom Tov. Avraminhi, we got a kasha from our first Mishnah. A Sheikhet Chayva Oif, we're going back, right? Somebody shechs a Chayva Oif, Beyom Tov. They say you can dig with this kind of little shovel and cover the blood. And Beis Hillel Omrim, lo yishkoit, you can't shecht, ela im kein hayaloi offer mukhom ibojom. Only if you had pre-prepared dirt from the previous day. So we see over here, right, that basically it switches around. The Beis Shammai are mekel, and Beis Hillel are machmir. And we're also understanding over here that there's an issue. And Beis Shammai is Mekel because of Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yochanan, it's a problem. Mukhlefes Hashita, we're going to switch it. We're going to switch around this Mishnah, really, that Beis Shammai was the one who says you can take the ladder to, and Beis Hillel says you can't. So says the Gemara, we're going to push this off though. Mimai, how do you know, right? Dilma, perhaps you're assuming that basically, in both Mishnahs, there's a problem, and the lenient opinion is because of Simchas Yom Tov. Maybe that's not what's going on over here. We might. Dilma ad kan lo kamri Beis Shammai. Hossam. Okay. Beis Shammai said over there, meaning in the first Mishnah, with covering the blood. Ella hecha de'ika dekanots. Because you've got a dekanots. You've got a pre-inserted shovel in the ground that you've basically, there's no problem over there. There's no problem of, you know, of digging or anything like that, because you solved all the problems. So we're not being makel over here. There's no problem. Aval hecha de'ika dekanots, but when there's not a dekanots, like for example in the ladder case, there's a problem over there where people are going to look at it and say, look, he's got to go and tiach his roof. He's working on Yom Tov, right? Look, so Inami, and Rashi points out, and if you didn't have a deck of notes, it would be a problem, obviously. I mean, okay, so Inami, the other way around. Ad kan lo ka amri Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says over here, he's lenient, yeah? He's not being makel because of Simchas Yom Tov, right? Ella de shoiv choy mechich olav, because his shoiv choy, his bird coop that he's taking it from, right, kind of, and it looks like a bird coop kind of ladder, proves that it's not, you know, doing shiputzim on his house. So therefore, there's no problem. Aval hosom lo, but over there, meaning in the first Mishnah, there is an actual problem. Maybe he's going to come to do, Rashi says, Kedisha. Maybe he's going to, you know, find a big clod over there and break it up. So that there is a reason. Okay, so Ella e kasha ha kasha. So this is the kasha. But it sounds like we understood that there's a contradiction in the Mishnayos between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, who holds matter because of Simchas Yom Tov. We're going to go through now a lot of the Mishnayos. I don't know if all of them, but basically a lot of Mishnayos. So this is the next Mishnah we're going to bring up over here. So Ella e kasha ha kasha. So this is a kasha. Beis Shammai omrim. This is coming up on Daf Yud. Lo yitol. Okay, we're still talking about the birdhouse, and we're talking about taking some doves or pigeons out from there. Lo yitol, ela im kein na'aneya. Right, he can't take from those birds unless he did some na'anuim, shook his bird around, mibod yom. Okay, meaning he has to do a physical action with that bird, right? Basically, to make sure he's okay with basically shechting it and eating it, he's not going to change his mind. Yeah, otherwise it will be osa. And Beis Hillel Omrim, they say, oymeid, all he has to do is stand there for oymeir, and he says the following declaration: zer v'zer ani notel. I'm going to have that one and that one and that one. So it's just like a verbal declaration. So Alma, Gabi's, so that was the end of the Mishnah. So Alma, Gabi Simchas Yom Tov, see by Simchas Yom Tov, Beishame the Chumra, Beishame is Machmir, right? So he's got a problem over there because he says it's a problem of Muksa or he's concerned. Okay, and Beis Hillel, look all up. Of a remain here, we're going back to our first Mishnah. A shurich chayva oif b'yom tov. Somebody shechs a chayva oif on yom tov. V'cholay. So it's a kasha. So it says what Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said it on. I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. So it says Rabbi Yochanan muchlefet hashita. We have to switch it. We switch the latter Mishnah, and we're going to say that based Shammai would say v'zeh ani noitel. Okay, but then the Gemara pushes off again. V'dil malohi, perhaps not. Ad kan lo kamri beis Shammai. Shammai say that Ela Hecha Deika Deka Not. Right, perhaps over there in the first Mishnah, because it sounds familiar, this, because he's got a Deka Not, so therefore there's no issue. Yeah, Aval Hecha Deika Deka Not. No, but where he doesn't have a Deka Not, meaning there's some kind of issue that he hasn't solved the problem, yeah, for example, in this Mishnah over here, perhaps he's going to change his mind and not shech the animal, and he's going to end up carrying for naught, right? We're worried that he's going to, right, on Yom Tov, if he doesn't basically shake it before Yom Tov, he's going to go up and he's going to look at it and say, oh, I like this bird, you know, I'll save it for another time. And that he ended up doing tiltal mukta for nothing, for naught, or turcha. Okay, so inami, ad kan lo kamri beis Hillel, say what they say, yeah, hacha, yeah, ela kivin de muktahu. Over here in this Mishnah, which we're coming up on this Amud, right with the birds, he's going to say, but because it's just muksa, it's mere muksa, and muksa, we can, with the declaration, that will be sufficient to remove the problem of muksa. It's not muksa as long as if you've designated it. So, but oimed, but oimer, zev zev, and you know it's el sagi. Okay, aval asam lo. But over there in the first Mishnah, like Rashi said before, there's a question of Kadisha. Maybe he comes to do Kadisha. Okay. Ela ikasha hakasha. So we're going to go to the next Mishnah. I think it's the next Mishnah, or is it even the latter part of this Mishnah? Next Mishnah. Okay. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Noitlin Ese Eli. You can't take the Eli, right? Lekatze v'lo bossa, to cut bossa upon it. Okay. So but what's the Eli? The Eli is like this. This, I just realised, it's like a big, it's a thing that you use to smash things. Like that. It's a big piece of thing, so you, like a big board or something that you smash things underneath it, right? And you want to cut your meat on it because you don't want to ruin your table, right? So Beis Shammai, don't allow you to do that because it's a problem of it's a malachto le'issa, and if it's malachto le'issa, it sounds very strange. Yeah, even l'surach gufo, he won't let you do it. And Beis Hillel matirin, and Beis Hillel allow you to do it. So we see Alma Gabi Simchas Yom Tov with Simchas Yom Tov Beis Shammai is the Chumra and Beis Hillel is the Kula. Okay, for a minute we got Akasha Ashoichet Chayva Oif B'Yom Tov Beis Shammai V'Chulei. We're getting the hang of this. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan Much Lefis Ashita. No, you got to switch it. Okay, so Beis Shammai would allow you to use daily. Omimai Dil Malohi Ad Kan Lo Kamri Beis Shammai Hasam Elohecha De Ika Deka Not, as we mentioned. Aval Hecha De Leka Deka Not, Lo. Okay, so Inami, Ad Kan Lo Ka Amri Beis Hillel, Hacha, meaning they're going to permit with the Eli, Ella De Ika Torus Kleolov. Because at the end of the day, it's not like, we're not talking about a stone over here, we're talking about something that's a Kli. And true, it's Malachto Leissa. But at the end of the day, the rule is that a klisha malachto le'issa is the tzorach gufo. As we know this, you can move it. So therefore, it's not a heter. It's not osa for this purpose. So not being meichel and simchas yom tov. Well, hasam lo. But over there, there's a with the first piece of the problem of katisha. We'll stop here.